What role does inflammation play in cancer?
This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert.
Viv from Instagram asks, what role does inflammation play in cancer? Hey, it's JJ, and I've got Dr. Diva Nagala, a board-certified physician specializing in interventional pain management and fellowship-trained in integrative medicine, and most importantly, a cancer survivor, here with me to answer this question. And when he's not practicing medicine, he's practicing at golf. In fact, he's so passionate about it, he even birdied the infamous hole number 12 at Augusta National. And that, my friends, is where the Masters are held. He'll be right back with the answer. Stay with me.
Inflammation can be defined as a spectrum. On one end, we have acute inflammation. And on the other hand, we have chronic. Acute is something we're all familiar with. For example, if we scrape our arm against something sharp and cut ourselves, we can see the process of how acute inflammation ensues. First, there's bleeding, and then the bleeding stops. Then there's the inflammation stage where there's swelling, redness, and some mild discomfort. Then eventually this subsides and everything returns back to normal. That's the normal process of healing from an acute inflammatory process. In the chronic inflammatory stage, there's a stimulus that continues and it persists. And the process of inflammation is ongoing and there's never any reduction or of the inflammatory processes. Think of the stimulus that causes a skin abrasion. In the acute stage, the stimulus goes away and the healing can begin. In the chronic stage, the stimulus persists and it's left unchecked. It kicks our immune system into overdrive and the immune system doesn't have a chance to rest. As a result, people who suffer from chronic inflammation are more prone to infections, allergies, autoimmune conditions, chronic disease, and even cancer.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.